We put a lot of people out of position like they did. I came here today looking at, hopefully we saw some positives and some things that we've been working on, that we're on the right track. Also, you know, to pick up where we're a bit short, and obviously we're still short defensively. In the middle especially, yet again, we're a little bit behind the eight ball. We need to do better than that. So I thought we showed some good touches with the ball. There's a couple of things we've been working off, working on came off, but it shows us we're still a fair way off in the middle. It's going to take us some time to get up to speed in that area.
The starts of the game showed that you're doing some things right though, doesn't it? And to go 12-0 and 18-6 up.
Yeah, look, we started the game well. I thought we played well to start the game. We had all the ball, which obviously helped us. It was disappointing that we let those tries in the way we did, but we've had decent preparation, but obviously we've had some people out injured here and there and operations and whatever else. But next month hopefully we'll improve in that area. We need to be better defensively, we know that. We walk away from today. Sometimes you learn more from a bit of performance like that than you do by going out there winning by 30 or 40 points. So I know what needs to be done, we just need to do it.
Was there a problem with Nick Scruton? Because I think he was due to play, did he get hurt?
Yeah, hip flexor. He hurt his hip flexor in the gym maybe 3 days before we were meant to play. So, well, 3 days before our last session. So he wasn't risked. It gave some other people that will be fighting for a spot a chance in the middle. They were light, obviously, in the middle, but, we were. Obviously, Nick Scruton Anderson helps us a lot in the middle for us. So, give some other boys that are pushing for a spot a chance to play there.
Did you get one or two knocks today as well?
No, pretty good, believe it or not. Always cross fingers when you're playing these games. We've got a couple of bumps and bruises, but I don't think any of that will keep anybody out.
What's the plan now? Are you going to field it? You're hoping to field a strong team in the Ash friendly? I think you've got two more.
Yeah, we'll need to. Out of all the teams this year, we need to make the most improvement. Realistically, we're at the bottom of the pile from last year. We spend the least amount of money by a mile. We need to improve more than any other team to have a crack at that top eight. So we need to prepare better and start the season well. So we'll be fielding two strong teams for those two friendlies.
Just how tough has it been recruiting, given the size of the budget that you have at your disposal? Has it been banging your head against a brick wall at times? You would have had players you were interested in, but you just couldn't fit in under the budget, wouldn't you?
Recruiting the Wakefields is really tough. Really tough. I'm happy with what we recruited, but in saying that, on our budget, you can't recruit every position you need. We're still short on some positions, but the realisation was that, if you want to go out and get a top-line fullback, you're looking well over 100 kegs, and we haven't got that. So we had to, cut our cloth accordingly, and, some of the middles were more realistic in our budget, so we had to come up with a formula how we're going to try and win some games and what sort of money we got, and that was hopefully be more competitive in the middle than we were last year. Now, today didn't show that. But in saying that, hopefully we can be more competitive by spending our money in a different area. We are thin in certain areas, but I can't cover a full squad like the other clubs can on a full salary cap.
How different has pre-season been for you as head coach to being assistant?
Yeah, it's different. Obviously, you've got a lot more responsibility. Everything was pretty much planned out, though, before he starts. Probably once you get into the swing of things, it's not too bad. It's a little bit more reactive at Wakefield in that we need to move around facilities. We don't have our own facility to use. So weather is dependent on where we go. But in saying that, I thought we've prepared reasonably well. We've made some strides, I think, in what we're trying to do. I thought we looked pretty decent with the ball at times today. But there's two sides to the game, so we need to practice more on one. Cool. No props. Thanks, guys. Have a good new year.
Thank you.
You going to
Yeah.